irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
You've just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. Obviously, you already know that. If you have embarked on a journey with us before, I am your host, Davey. We are here to raise your frequencies. Always a pleasure, always a blessing. Welcome to the Vibration Station, the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. We have a very, very special show lined up for you today. First and foremost, I would like to welcome the one and only Dr. Michelle. Thank you so much for being here with us on the air. It's such a pleasure.
Thanks, Davey.
We love you so much. Such a knowledgeable, empowering, inspiring, recognized in her community for really bringing light into many people's lives. So thank you very much for doing that, Doc. Make sure to check her out every Friday at 11, LA Talk Radio. On the Couch with Dr. Michelle. You can't miss it. If you are, if you're looking for some true information about how the brain, the body, and the soul all mold together, you're definitely going to want to check out On the Couch every Friday at 11.
Thank you. I appreciate the plug.
Well, of course, of course. Happy Super Bowl, Doc.
Happy Super Bowl day.
So
happy Super Bowl
day. Today, you know, this time of year, family and friends come together to root for their favorite teams, right? With this comes fun times, favorable moments, and, of course, unforgettable cheese dip. But with everyone coming together at once, this sometimes sparks old unresolved issues, which then could lead to pointless misunderstandings.
Yeah.
It just spintails off from there. So today's show and why we have the beautiful and the amazing Dr. Michelle with us, today's show is dedicated to resolving any frustration or negative energy that you have towards the people that are important in your life. Now, this is very key. This is a very powerful exercise, and it's not going to happen in 50 minutes. I'm going to guarantee you that. But what you can do is plant the seed in 50 minutes and keep watering that seed to eventually bring you to a garden, and this being a metaphor for a wonderful, flawless relationship with whoever that might be. Father, son, mother, daughter, brothers, relationships, girlfriend, boyfriend, mother, wife. So we're going to just talk about a couple different aspects of how to loosen up your feelings about maybe somebody else that you always get into tiffs with, or that, you know, when the whole family comes together, you might think to yourself, oh, this person's going to be there, so I have to maybe avoid them, or this might happen. We're going to talk about how to sand that out, just smooth that out a little bit. Doctor, first and foremost, do you notice in your practice that a lot of people come to you with, family issues, being that part of their depression, part of their anxiety, whatever it is that they might be dealing with, the root of it or part of the root of it comes from a disruption within their family?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's a great point, because I do see a lot of people who come in either as a couple or some family members or individually who do have, a lot of their problems stem from unresolved family issues,
right?
As a matter of fact, a short while ago, I had a couple come in, and they have some really difficult in-laws on his side, and he agrees as well. Actually, there's not a problem there.
That's good.
Or disagreement, but they both said, "How can we deal with our mother, who's angry all the time and blames people for things that they have no idea about? She's just a troubled mom."
Right.
And I feel bad for her, and, I feel bad for the couple, because they said to me that everybody in the family has to, walk on eggshells.
Right.
Sort of be very, they have to watch what they say because mom might blow up.
Right.
So I think, yes, to answer your question, so many of, the problems, I think, of individuals is trying to understand what's going on with their family, what's going on with their relationships.
Absolutely.
Their friends.
And
why do we have problems with other people,
Totally.
Or why do people have problems with us when we don't understand?
Absolutely. And that's really big, what you just said, is why do people have problems with us that we don't understand? And what I want to exercise in this this idea of being a little bit easier on the people that annoy you or get on your last nerve, or even if they are the crazy one of the family or whatever, you got to remember first and foremost that you are interacting with the vibrational projection of it's a projection of you. Anything that you're arguing about with anybody else is a vibrational match to your output, is right. And it's easy to look and blame anyone and just say, oh, that's your fault because it's your vibration, right? That's not necessarily what I'm doing. I'm trying to dig a little bit deeper and say, if you were to if you were to walk a mile in that other person's shoes, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you were to, maybe that person in the family that is always mean or whatever, maybe if you were to see how they felt and see that, they feel neglected or this and that, and if everybody were to just sit down and clear this up and just be like, listen, we don't feel that way about you. Sorry that you feel that way. We love you. Or this is what does piss us off. And if you could work on this, that'd be awesome. Without getting defensive, without getting resistant, without getting because that's how little issues turn into 15-20 year things that people have with, their brothers, sisters, cousins, uncles, mothers, fathers, whatever, loved ones, whatever it is. It's the root that stays with the person. So,
no, that's a great point that you said, David, about if you could walk a mile in my shoes. So getting back to the couple who came to see me about that mother-in-law who's always angry and pretty mean to a lot of family members, and they don't want to be with her today on Super Bowl Sunday, but the whole family's getting together, and, it's going to be awkward and difficult. And like I said, everybody walks on eggshells.
Right.
But my point is that you nailed it in terms of trying to, I encourage people to try to understand where that difficult or angry person is coming from.
Right, right.
I asked them about their, you know, mother-in-law's history.
Right.
And what they knew about her. And as it turns out, she was a victim of abuse. Her father was horrible. He would scare her when she was a child, all the way up until she lived, you know, in the home until she was like 17. I think she left home because she couldn't cope with it. She went out and got a job and just made her own life. So, and the mother did not apparently stick up for her when she was being abused by the father. So it was physical abuse. It was horrible stuff. And you know, I always encourage people to have compassion. Try to understand, even though that person is nasty and mean and difficult, try to understand why they are like they are.
Straight
up. You know, I explained to him, that mother of yours is never going to let anybody ever control her again. That's why she's so difficult, because she grew up being controlled and, you know, abused.
Exactly.
So her goal is to never let anybody have control. But the problem is that comes out in a very difficult personality.
Right.
She's angry, she's defensive. So, they really understood. They made that connection, the couple. They said, oh my gosh, she did suffer. She, you know, and a lot of us tend to say, well, they're adults. Why don't they snap out of it? Get over it. Well, it's very difficult
easier said than done,
yes.
You know. And
yes.
And I just want to go off of something that you just said.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
When a family member is nasty, even though that they have experienced some, you know, traumatizing events when they were younger. There's two sides of this, right? There's the side where, you know, you're empathetic and you say, you know, I feel terrible for this person, and that's so terrible that this happened to them. And, like, you know, I almost want to do anything and everything in my power to shine my light on them, right? And I being you being, you know, the person, you know, dealing with this negative individual or more fearful than negative, just like sad.
Right.
So it's like when you first meet this woman, right? You're like, wow, what? Like, I assume, right? Like, what a terrible person. Like, you're like, how mean is she? Like, how uncool and unappreciative is this person? But then you get to know a little bit, and then all of a sudden your perspective shifts from looking at her like a big bitch to kind of feeling sorry and sad for her and almost like wanting to help her, right?
Yeah.
And I just want to talk about what happens. There's like a fundamental shift in consciousness that happens when you cross that wall from literally like feeling anger towards someone to all of a sudden empowering yourself and wanting to help someone, right? That's like the fundamental shift from like dark to light. You know what I'm talking about? And my whole point of today's show is to inspire anybody that, you know, has a difficult family member or not even that. When the difficult family member in all of us comes out, you know, to try that inner difficult family member. We all have it. No matter whether you want to say you're perfect or not, we all have at moments that, you know, representation that comes out, you know, like the little, you know, you have the angel on one shoulder and the devil on the other. You have like sometimes that difficult person comes out on both ends. And it's a matter of honing in on really seeing how silly the whole point is, seeing how like the root of, for example, you know, if you take the large scale of the stepmom that has had a terrible upbringing, she's been abused, and now 60, 70 years later, she's super mean, okay? And still yeah. super mean and still is holding on to it. Now, if you take right. if you take a whole lifetime of misunderstood anger and then just shrink that down into little brief moments that you have with your family, like, you know, on Super Bowl today, if, you know, I'm preparing you guys. I'm raising the vibration here. We're saying, you know, when stuff happens, if, you know, the family member comes around, or if even not the family member, sometimes it could be the person that you love so much, and it just, you know, or your dad or your mom or whatever, someone that you don't ever argue with, and then, like, there's just a brief misunderstanding. Maybe you both are rooting for a different team. It's like, yes. And then there's, you know, there's tension over it, whatever it might be, and there's money on it or something. No, whatever it might be, try to scale down that abused stepmom and say, okay, what in the past 5 minutes, 5 days, 5 weeks, 5 months, right, has caused this reaction out of you? Why are we doing this, you know? And it could be peaceful. Yes. It could be like a super peaceful and positive confrontation of like, I'm trying to bury any negativity that we have. Obviously, you know, as life goes on, right. we will have our disagreements right. and we will do whatever it is that we do to get over yeah. that. But it's about how long do we hold on to it and how do we treat it in the moment? It's like,
right.
you know, do you take a step back and then do you say, oh, wait, this maybe, like, maybe this person is super sensitive because they just had a traumatizing event happen in their family. Or right. maybe this person is really sensitive and is looking for some recognition or some compassion or whatever it might be that that person is looking for. It's because there's a lack of something. It's yeah. because there's a. Yeah. It's because there's something that's out of alignment, and I guess what I'm saying is, if both parties were to walk a mile in each other's shoes, they would never be disrespectful to one another. They would only yeah. treat each other with love and compassion and respect and want to understand where the other person is coming from. So when stuff like this does happen, each person knows that it is purely out of one not understanding where the other person's heart is.
Right.
Right?
Right, exactly. Well said, David. And I just, you know, I want to say sometimes, you know, of course we are guilty of, like, the angry mother-in-law. We are guilty sometimes. All of us are guilty of lashing out because, look, after all, we're human. So the son, her son, who I spoke to, you know, he's a human being. Right. We're all human beings. We all have our feelings. And his buttons get pushed because
right.
she accuses him of things that are not true because he knows he's a good guy. He knows he's always tried to help her and be a good guy. And so he gets frustrated and his buttons get pushed because she's accusing him of things that he knows he's not guilty of.
Right.
But he feels bad and she still makes him feel, and then he gets angry at her and then he feels guilty because he blows up. And so you're right. I always suggest, please try to walk a mile and understand in other shoes, understand where they came from, you know.
Yeah.
And also just, you know, have, like you said, compassion sometimes.
Totally.
And that's it.
Compassion
is king.
Again,
we're going to all have arguments. We're not all going to be perfect. We're not all going to be able to, you know, just let things go.
Right.
We're just not. But, you know, the more we practice trying to have empathy or understand someone, and like you said, it's so important to use communication tools like, I'm not sure why you're so, I'm always a proponent of I sentences,
totally.
I statements,
totally.
You know. If you start off, you know, talking to someone who's mad at you, and these things escalate, arguments escalate when you go, you are this, you're stubborn, you're mean, that doesn't get anywhere.
Right.
The other person may be stubborn. The other person may be mean, right. Like this this mother-in-law.
But blaming, but like throwing it in their face.
Makes her angry.
Yeah, it's
but
just...
The I statements are helpful. It's like, I see you're angry with me, but I don't feel that I'm guilty of this. And that's your truth. And it's making me upset. So I'm going to walk away, or I'm going to not deal with this right now. I'm going to hang up because I'm getting upset with you, and I don't want to argue with you. So that's your thought about
me.
But I know I'm a good person, and my idea was not to instigate an argument.
Bam.
My idea was just to have a conversation.
Yes.
So, you know, I always try to help people negotiate and just sort of say, I'm not willing to step into this anger or drama if you really didn't. You know, antagonize it, or you really did have good intentions and you got slammed, and someone will not give up.
Exactly.
You get to have boundaries and say, I see you're so upset, and nothing I say is going to convince you, so we'll let the dust settle a little bit. And even in the awkward moments where we're all around family members or friends today who we may have issues with, you know, Super Bowl Sunday and everything, we still can take time out and go into another room or go in the backyard or
exactly.
Go off the carrot.
Very true. Very, very true. Very true. And another reason, Doc, why I bring this up on Super Bowl Sunday is because Super Bowl is obviously associated with drinking, beverages, beer, and sometimes beer
That's
leads
right.
to too much beer can obviously influence some people in certain ways to sometimes lash out, get angry. And then also
yeah.
sometimes when you start drinking beer, there's usually other alcoholic beverages that tend to impact the body in a more potent way, which then just lead to either getting sillier or either getting angrier. So the root of why we're talking about this today is because there is a potential for it when people come together and drink and have unresolved issues. Especially, you know, just like when people legitimately get mad at each other for rooting for the opposite team, you know,
like don't
it's you know, different scenario but same idea, getting frustrated
yeah.
for a silly reason, getting upset or holding on to things, you know, that happened 10 years ago, even if it was 10 minutes ago, let it go, you know, like, obviously, depending on what it is, you know, depending on the severity of what that person did, you know, but, you know, act accordingly and just try to feel as empowered and in alignment with the whole of you as possible in every single moment, especially when spending time with the people that you love, because, you know, That's the best time in the world, and that's when you can be just completely free and just like totally fun with yourself and the people that you love, and don't let it be influenced and ruined per se. Not to go that far, but sometimes, you know, depending on the situation, it very well could ruin a potential awesome time. Right? Like
exactly.
having fun, having a few beer, doing whatever you do, watching a game, kicking back, you know, just like, you know, eating good food. Like I said, unforgettable cheese dip. It's all good. You don't want to ruin that
right.
with
right.
silliness. You don't want to ruin that with a misunderstanding or thinking that a person is saying something to put you down. So then like, you get defensive. Isn't that how everything starts with anyone that you ever get in an issue with? It's because like someone doesn't understand where the other person truly is coming from, right? I mean,
is truly unforgivably verbally, not to mention physically, but verbally abusive.
Well, of course, unless it's deliberate. Yes.
We don't have a stand for that, you know. But, you know, fighting back, literally, clear, just not going to make things better. It's going to make things worse. But you're right. That's where it comes from, is misunderstanding Or other people really direct do like to attack other people.
Yeah, so totally.
Sometimes there's, you know, it's hard to try to empathize. And the mother-in-law say, oh, well, she was abused. She had a rough time. Well, she is horribly mean and
right.
being verbally abusive herself. It's very hard to you know, in the moment to try to realize that and be forgiving. And because we're, like I said, we're human. We all have our own stuff, and we don't deserve that.
Exactly.
But you're right. I think a lot of it comes from misunderstanding the other people. And some of my male clients say, oh, that's really stupid. I'm sure I'm going to, like, with my dad, I'm into, like, this argument with my dad. And I'm sure I'm going to say, well, I hear that you're really, that's really stupid. That's like something a guy wouldn't say. And I said, well, how would you say it? How would you put it?
Right.
In your words, rather than, hey, Dad, you're an asshole, and walk out and slam the
yeah,
door.
For sure.
That's not healthy. How would you put it to him? You know, so I let people find their own way.
Right.
And he said, I just say, Dad, that's just not true. You're very wrong, and you don't know me. So when you're calmed down, we'll talk about what's going on with me, if you want. But right now, I'm not willing to do this. And leave.
Totally.
You know, if that's a guy thing, and that feels better as a guy, then do it that way.
Right.
You know, but there's always we can sort of negotiate with, you know, people or just tell them actually how we're feeling. And just if we feel like we're being unnecessarily attacked, you know, and
exactly,
you know, we all, like I said, are human beings and we all have an ego.
Exactly.
We all want to protect ourselves. We don't want to be accused of something we don't think we are. Guilty of.
Totally.
We need that.
And that's...
It hurts.
I feel like in families and in relationships, in all relationships, like from any type of relationship, brother, sister, like we were talking about, mother, daughter, you know, wife, husband, girlfriend, boyfriend, dogs, bird, cat.
Yes, dogs. We
kidding.
Can tell our dogs, you know, give our dogs eye statements.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, exactly. Give your dogs eye and hand statements. That's pretty much the extent of it. Maybe shout at them when they poop on the floor, but don't shout at them. Don't shout. Just say bad dog. Put them outside. But the point is, no matter what relationship you're dealing with, it really, like we had said, it really is rooting from. That's really powerful, Doc. You got me thinking. I'm sorry, I'm stumbling over myself. I'm thinking here about the ego. You're here. You're like, you know, we all have an ego, and I'm thinking to myself, it's protection. The ego is protecting itself by getting defensive. But if we can see past the ego, maybe. And not necessarily see past the ego, but see past the person is trying to put our ego down and have a healthy relationship with our ego and say, ego, no matter what this person says, you are not that. And let that person feel that way because you know your true intentions. Wow.
Right.
See, that's okay. So then.
Yeah.
That's powerful. So if you're in an argument or a disagreement or whatever, and that person, just like that stepmother, okay, or if you're in a brief moment and there's that inner stepmother, okay, that comes out, no matter what it is, the long term or the short term, if you can have a healthy relationship, wow, thank you, Doc, that just rung true. So check this.
Well,
if you can have a healthy relationship with your ego and know that your ego's relationship with you does not count on what somebody else says to you or feels about you, that your relationship with your ego is something strictly between you and you, regardless of what anybody else in the world thinks, then when someone puts you down or someone is coming at you, you can just stand strong in your footing of healthy ego feet and say, you know what? I, like Dr. Michelle always says, that is your truth. I'm not going to get mad at you for that. I'm not going to lash out because you're seeing me in a light that I choose not to see myself in. Right?
Yeah.
I know with the whole of my heart that I mean well, you know, like...
Right.
And that's right. I'm sorry that you think that I'm coming at you or that you think that I am this way. I would never intentionally be this way to you. I love you. I care about you. Or, you know, I think highly of you. Whatever you want to say, I appreciate you. You mean a lot to me. Yeah. Whatever it is, you know.
Right.
But right. I do not intentionally come to you with that heart, and that is a projection
right.
that you are seeing of me. And I, what you could even go as far to say, how would you like me to respond? Like,
right.
you could even go as far to say,
exactly, that's a beautiful thing to say to others. What would you like me to
like,
say? How would you like me to respond?
Exactly.
And even if it's unreasonable and
right.
strange, you get to hear kind of what they're. Where they're coming from.
Exactly. Exactly.
You get to hear their interpret. You know, I'd like you to apologize. Okay, I apologize.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what I'm apologizing for, but I'm enough to say I'm so sorry.
Totally.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
And something else that I think is really important to understand, really.
Hey, Doc, just to let you know, you're breaking up a little bit. You might want to try to get better service on your phone.
Oh.
Doc?
You know, the guy who came to see me about, you know, his mom.
Doc?
His wife, talking about mother-in-law. How can we control her out when we're all together on Super Bowl Sunday? Well, you can't. You can't.
Hey, Doc?
Control is your action to others. At your thoughts and actions. That's all you can control. So
that is all you can
control anyone else. If they're determined to be or nastier, they're going to do what they want to do. And that's fine.
Exactly.
You don't want anyone else to have feelings.
Exactly.
If you have true feelings and someone says, you're not supposed to feel like that. You're not supposed to. Well,
right.
Maybe
hey.
I'm not, but
hey,
I do.
Dr. Michelle,
so,
Dr. Michelle, can you do us a quick favor?
Sure.
We're kind of having a hard time with your cell phone. Is there any way that you could maybe give us a call right back?
Just lost my cell phone.
Yeah, we're breaking up with you. Can you give us a call right back?
Just lost you.
All righty. Well, you know what? If you, Doc, want to give us a call right back here, or if you just tuned into the vibration station and you've been dying to talk to us, you can call in live on air, 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. Go ahead, talk about your family issues. Or you could just talk about how you empowered yourself, how you're going to empower yourself. Oh, so many great potential things to do. Doc, you with us?
Yes, sorry,
Woo!
My connection
I love it.
Was
I
lost.
Love it. I love it. Yes, so was ours. That's why I was trying to reestablish a good connection in more ways than one. How are you, my doc?
good. So
yes, as you were saying, you're absolutely right. You cannot control the angry stepmother. You just can't.
No. Or anyone else for that matter. Anyone.
Exactly.
Anyone.
Or anyone else.
Our mates, our husbands, our wives, our girlfriends, our boyfriends, our family members.
So
anyone.
So true.
We can't control them.
So true liberation. So true.
That'll only make more anger.
Indeed. Problems. Absolutely. So true liberation would be what in your psychological words? What would true liberation be from? From,
yeah.
I guess, holding on to when you get into arguments. I'm not saying that it's, because sometimes it's healthy to argue. Sometimes you need to get everything out on the table.
Yeah.
And if you disagree,
sure.
then you disagree. But then there comes a point where you're like, okay, I see where you're coming from. Let's choose not to take this any further because this is starting to get unhealthy versus
yeah.
this is how I feel. And please respect how I feel. Okay, I respect how you feel. I just see it in a different light and let's go on with our lives. Like, that's healthy. That's
yeah.
cool. But when you start judging
sure.
another person because they don't don't agree with you, that's when your boat starts to become rocked and in a direction of just not alignment with feeling good. Yes. And that's how arguments start. What I'm trying to say is that's how arguments start, you know? And that's how we never really get over the angry stepmothers in our lives, is we allow them to control us, and we allow those moments to supersede the good times, when in actuality, every single opportunity is available to us at every single moment in time, right? So, especially when it's right in front of us.
Right.
So the whole point is today, on this super fun day, to have an opportunity to hang out with some people that you love and do whatever you're going to do, root for your teams. Just make it a deliberate intention to have the most fun that you can possibly have with as many people as you want to have fun with, and just like joke around. Just like give your compassion and appreciation. Let the people know maybe that you've had issues with in the past that you're going to see today at 3:30 when the game starts or whatever. Let them know that you appreciate them. Let them know that you care about them. Let them know that don't even bring up the past. Just say like, by the way, like, you look really good today. Like, you look awesome. I'm super excited to be spending time with you on this day. Like, this is a super fun. And if that's not the way that you would say it, like Doc Michelle says, say it in your own words. Say it in your own words. Like,
I really discourage people when they have family gatherings like this, like it's a party or in the holidays or, you know, if there's difficulty. I really discourage people from trying to do, you know, deep, meaningful communication.
Totally.
When everybody's trying to, you know, deal with the holidays.
Keep
and everybody
it light
else
and
is
have
around
fun.
If you're having an issue with someone.
Exactly.
You know, wait until you can be private and have a private conversation if you want to, you know, that kind of thing. So
exactly.
I wouldn't get into
exactly
I feel or you hurt me or, you know, that kind of thing on a day like this. This is just
absolutely,
you know, enjoy yourself. Be with the family. Talk small talk. You don't have to get into the heavy stuff.
Totally.
Talk the small talk.
Totally.
That'll work.
Totally.
You know, that's fine.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That suffices.
That's
small talk.
And what usually happens is when you stay on the small talk, it doesn't get further than a couple laughs. And like when you small talk, you don't get to the depth of where you can start disagreeing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When you small talk, when you keep it light, you stay, you know, and when you deliberately keep it light and deliberately like make sure that what you're talking about is fun for both parties and enjoyable, it's just like it needs to be just like a genuine good time with the person that with whatever, you know what I'm saying, or with your family,
right?
Just whatever, just screw it all and have a good time. That's all I'm saying.
Yes,
screw it.
Exactly.
Have a good time.
Just have a good time.
Just don't get into stuff with the people that you care about. Just, you know.
Right.
Especially after you've been drinking a little bit or whatever. And next thing you know, blah, 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 you know.
Right.
You know, and it's.
Right.
It is what it is. And it's good. So,
well,
that's fun.
Of course.
So,
yeah.
That's good.
No, that's right. And, you know, it does. We do have to watch, you know, and if they're, you know, drinking and how, you know, we do. We let down our guards or we get defensive or angry, and others do. So we just have to chill out and not worry about it. Just enjoy, have a good time, watch the game.
Totally.
You know, I don't know, if you're not into the game, go watch the Puppy Bowl, you know. Or go hang out in the kitchen and eat snacks, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It doesn't really matter. You
exactly.
Know,
it's not what you do. It's not what you do. It's how you do it. It's not what you do. It's how you do it. Totally.
Right. Totally. And try to avoid, if you can, you know, getting into a heavy discussion with someone during these kind of days.
Well, totally.
Just, you know, and, keep it, like I said, you can always go out on a patio. You can always just, if someone wants to start having an argument with you, you can just say, wow, I'm so sorry you feel that way. And, whoops, I got to run. Hold on, I got to take this call. How many times have you faked a call when you don't want to talk to someone?
Right, right.
Right?
Absolutely. Or you could even, if someone comes up to you and starts maybe bringing up something that you vowed to yourself you're not going to talk about today, you
right,
can
right.
you can fake that call. You know, you can
exactly.
have a fake call and go outside, and then if that person confronts you again, you could just be like, you know, man, say it respectfully, man, woman, chick,
mm-hmm.
whatever.
Yeah.
I just care about you, and I don't want to get into this right now. That's it. Leave it at that. Or
right,
you don't even
exactly.
You don't even have to say you care about the person. Just like, I appreciate you trying to talk about that. Not even, you know, I just try to, you know, that's my own projection. I just try to always throw in a little something to let that
yes,
person
uh-huh.
know that I am appreciative of their, of what they're trying to do, but
right.
now is not the time, you know?
Right, right.
And
right,
sometimes you just
exactly.
got to establish those boundaries, and
yeah.
those,
yeah.
you know, those will be respected. So, Doc, in the last 10 minutes
yes.
of today's episode, I wanted to branch out into another idea in harmony with the Super Bowl and in harmony with peace and just finding a greater joy, right? So,
yeah.
Today, you have millions of people checking
right.
out this game. Everyone is excited, is pumped. You can feel the energy, right? Everyone's
yeah.
rooting for their team. Everyone has a specific team in mind that they want to win. Some people don't really care. That's not the point. The point is, what I wanted to talk a little bit about today is the power of collective intention and the power of collective momentum and directed collective momentum.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm trying to say is, well, you've taken the advice from the show earlier today and found peace with the ones that you love, even if it is difficult to find peace with them. Well, you're having fun while you're jamming the jam and watching the best commercials of the year. You can visualize, you can use the power of your mind, you can use the power of your imagination to influence your team, right? Now, this is something that sounds a little kooky, but I was listening to Abraham Hicks. If you guys don't know, I would suggest to Google search, check out some of the teachings of Abraham Hicks. Very interesting
oh,
stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Really cool stuff. So,
yeah.
I was listening, and she was talking about the power of collective intention in each and every single moment that, you know, there is a collective momentum. So she goes, if you want to influence, word for word, she says, if you want to influence your favorite team, you influence them in that moment. And how
yes.
do you do that? You imagine their victory. You imagine, you visualize, you feel the emotional content of their success. And who knows, maybe you bet on the game, maybe there's some stakes on it or whatever, so, you know, the stakes are a little bit higher to you. There's more of a relationship with you towards this game. You know, you can visualize whatever it is that you want, whatever outcome you want, you can wholeheartedly visualize. And chances are that due to you putting your energy into it. Now, I'm not saying that chances are you visualize your favorite team winning, that they're going to win. But what I am saying is chances are that if there's a specific outcome that you wanted and you just are feeling it and you believe it wholeheartedly, there is a much greater chance of it happening than not being in vibrational resonance with it. When you're in vibrational resonance with it, there is absolutely the opportunity. You are in resonance with it. You can receive what it is that you're trying to receive, or you can influence what it is you're trying to influence. When you're, not in vibrational resonance with what you want, and you're thinking lackful thoughts, you're thinking lackful emotional states of thought, what you're doing is you're influencing the opposition. You're influencing the contrast, therefore moving in the direction of what you don't want. We know now that everything in this universe is vibration. Everything is vibrational. That is what, here on the vibration station, we have come to understand. We use this vibration to benefit ourselves and the ones around us. Like we were talking about earlier in the show, how you choose to communicate with the ones that you love, how you choose to communicate with sometimes the difficult ones that you love. That is all a vibrational choice. How you choose to look at your game, how you choose to look at your favorite team, that is, in the same way, a vibrational choice. Each and every single moment of this time and space that you are a part of, you are being led to this pinpoint by your projection, your sum. It is a sum, I believe. Your point of attraction, where you are in this current point in time, your relationship with everything, everywhere, every win, is a culmination, a sum of your thoughts, your feelings, your belief systems, your desires, your belief in your desires, your belief in your relationship to receiving or not receiving those things that you have put in your vibrational dream space. So, we circle back. My point is, thank you, Dr. Michelle. Do you feel me? Do you feel where I'm coming from?
I do. You know, I love your positive and kind of spiritual spin that you put on things, and I tend to agree with you. But I always try to tell people, you know, being a little more down to earth, I guess, that no matter what's happening to us, no matter what's going on, try to put a more positive spin on what we're going to get out of it, even if it's an argument or a problem, or what did I learn from this, or,
totally.
You know, you get fired from a job, or somebody breaks up with you, or, you know, whatever bad things happen to you, try to say, yeah, this hurts, this is bad, I feel awful, you know, be realistic, genuine, but what can I learn from this positively?
Right.
What is positive about this?
Right. Absolutely.
That's what I try to encourage people to do.
So. Totally. And in the contrasting experiences, know that the contrast is the contrast. Know that the contrasting experiences is only present in your experience to lead you to a greater more, to lead you to a greater understanding of who you are, who you want to be, and who you are becoming. Y'all good on that side, Doc? Y'all good on that end?
All good on this end.
That's beautiful.
Thank you so much for having me on the show today, David. It was, as always, a pleasure.
Hey,
thank you so much.
Doc, thank you so much for coming on the show. As always, it is and was such a blessing. Make sure to check out On the Couch with Dr. Michelle every Friday at 11 a.m. on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1. Can't miss her, baby.
All right.
Thanks, buddy. Thank you, Doc. You're the best. We love you so much. You're awesome.
Thank you so much. You take care. Thanks again for having me as a guest.
Absolutely. Keep your vibration high as always.
Will do.
Thank you, Doc. Love you so much.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Michelle. What an awesome woman. We love and appreciate you with all of our hearts here at the Vibration Station on LATalkRadio.com. So, what have we learned from today's show? Well, walk a mile in their shoes and then try to be as understanding as possible. It's a very powerful statement. And it is a powerful way of life. So what it is here on the Vibration Station truly is a way of life. It is understanding that you can be, do, and have anything that it is that you feel is in best resonance and harmony with you. It is your right. It is what you deserve. And there truly is nothing else outside of that except for treat the ones that you love and treat the ones that it sometimes might be a little bit more difficult to love with as much love and unconditional appreciation as possible. You are the creator of creation running through your DNA molecules. The cells of your body have the potential to literally create anything you set your mind to. I love you guys so much. Thank you for joining us here on the Vibration Station every Sunday at 1. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at Good Vibe Station. You are the creator of creation. Always unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. See you next Sunday.
The days unconditionally missing y'all and all the silly games like when we used to play and see how fast we could smoke, how to roar and burn our tree. But really, it was all about the good times. Doesn't matter if we had sacks and dimes, we got each other until the end of this rhyme. At least that's how it seemed, that everything was fine.